From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The population of North Carolina has swelled over the past two decades, and much of the growth has come from Hispanic immigrants. That shift in demographics has brought tensions. Recently, we've been reporting on homegrown music scenes, and NPR's Felix Contreras visited North Carolina, where he learned about a scene that may be helping to ease those tensions.
Scandalos is a Latin club on the southeastern edge of Charlotte. People usually come here to dance to hip-hop-influenced reggaeton or the accordions of Mexican norteño. But tonight, 300 or so people have come to rock. Six bands are on the bill for the fifth annual Carlotten Rock Festival. The music is rock en español, and it could be the soundtrack for Charlotte's racial and cultural revolution.
Charlotte is one of the fastest growing cities in the United States. It's one that has really rapidly changed from kind of a small southern town to a destination point for migrants of all backgrounds.
Jess George came to Charlotte from upstate New York. She's the associate director of the Latin American Coalition, a social service agency that administers to Charlotte's most needy immigrants. She points out that census statistics show an almost 800% increase in Charlotte's Latino population over the last two decades. And she says many in the area were not ready for the change.
I guess there was some invisible breaking point where all of a sudden the mainstream Charlotte community said, well, my hotel room is clean, but now I saw the maid and she doesn't speak the same language I speak, and she doesn't look the same way I look. People started to feel uncomfortable with the differences that they were seeing around them.
In a warehouse near the airport, Daniel Alvarado supervises a room full of mostly Mexican immigrants. He moved to Charlotte with his family from Venezuela 5 years ago, and he is the bilingual link between his Spanish-speaking assembly line crew and management. A little more than 12 hours from now, he'll trade his clipboard for a microphone.
These people, they came up to me last week. Oh, I saw you in the newspaper, because they see me here as their manager, and they see me in the newspaper as someone else.
Alvarado is the lead singer for the band Bacalao Stars.
It's like having two lives. During the day, I'm a supervisor. By night, I'm a rock star, you know? It's cool.
Singer Daniel Alvarado says most of his warehouse crew listens to traditional Mexican music. The rock en español he prefers got its start in the mid-1960s in Mexico and Argentina. Once it arrived in the United States, rock and roll themes of self-identity and alienation took on deeper meaning.
They're playing basic rock and Espanol, but the themes are about things that are going on here, like immigration issues.
Mark Kemp was born and raised in Charlotte and came back in 2002 to be the music editor for the Charlotte Observer. He says when he heard a band here called La Rua, it reminded him of the rock and Espanol explosion he witnessed in California in the early 1990s when he was a music journalist there. Only this time, the music is about the experience of being Latino south of the Mason-Dixon line.
They have a song called El Chanchito where they talk about this guy who works all these jobs on construction sites in the south to make money to bring his girlfriend over the border. And, you know, that's brand new for the south. It's not for Southern California, but for the south, the Midwest, these other areas that are experiencing this explosion in the Latino population is brand new.
Charlotte's rock and Espanol bands are starting to reach an Anglo audience, in large part because a club in a neighborhood rarely visited by Latinos decided to take a chance on the music.
They're on the fast track.
Yes.
But they've worked hard at it.
The Evening Muse is owned by Joel Kuhlman and his wife Lee. He's a transplant from New York State, and they've run the club since 2001. Joel Kuhlman says he took a financial risk by hiring La Rua, but he says it wasn't about the money. He saw a chance to bridge cultural and language barriers.
Music as a medium itself
it's a higher form of communication than speech. When the music and the thought and the passion behind it is there, you'll come away from it with something.
Que viva la comunidad que le encanta el rock en español en Charlotte, North Carolina!
2 years ago, the Carlotten Rock Festival attracted a large mixed audience when it moved to a theater across town. Last year, however, many Latinos stayed away from an open-air venue out of fear of immigration sweeps. So this year, it's back at Scandalos, where it started, and it's Anglos who stayed away. Tonight, the club is packed almost entirely with Latinos. Catalina Marin has come to hear her husband's band tonight. She's from Venezuela, and she's been in Charlotte for 11 years. She wants Anglos to hear this music, but she says it also plays an essential role for Hispanics like her who have been here for a while.
I think there's nostalgia for home. My husband started his band because he played in bands growing up his whole life in Ecuador, and there wasn't anything like that here. So he really longed for it, and we want to continue to be surrounded by our music of our childhood. And you know, more and more kids are getting together and forming bands and writing their own songs and singing Maná and Enanitos Verdes, all this music we all grew up with.
Some of the musicians performing tonight are the children of the area's first wave of Latino immigrants. Pilar Carrillo came from Chile 10 years ago, and she's here to see her nephew's band. She's not really a fan of the music, but she recognizes its potential in her adopted home.
Bueno, estamos súper contentos porque está creciendo la música hispana acá en Charlotte.
We are very happy that Latin music is growing here in Charlotte. Many Americans have heard this music before, and I think it unites us because it teaches them a little bit more about Latino culture. It is a big step forward for all of us.
Charlotte's rock and Espanol musicians and fans acknowledge Anglo support for the music is still small, and the racial and cultural divisions here are still wide. But they're counting on rock and roll's tried and true secret weapon, three chords and a great melody, to inspire a change. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can hear an extended interview with the musicians of La Ruja and a full concert by another Charlotte band at nprmusic.org.
Entre la fotografía que en aquel museo expones y no pretendo que aparezcan una noche entre la nada. Solo quiero que el destino las devuelva una mañana y volver a tocarte la piel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.